Today is the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. It is also the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, and there will be a proper last gospel in commemoration of the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle is taken from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is a man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And a virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And so the words of today's Holy Gospel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. These words are taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Since today is the Feast of the Holy Rosary, and October is the month dedicated to Our Lady's Rosary, I would like to tell you about a particular rosary devotion that is an especially powerful means to answer our prayers. But first, I would like to tell you a story about this devotion. One of our missions, there is a longtime parishioner who drives the priests to and from the airport and on sick calls and communion calls. He and his wife are the ones actually responsible for having the mission at this location. And one day he was describing the beginnings of the mission and how he first found the traditional Mass. And so he told me his story. He had been raised Protestant. But in the 1970s, when he met his wife, he converted to the Catholic faith. At the time of his conversion, there was, however, much confusion within the church. The changes of the Vatican II Council were being imposed on the people. But by the grace of God, this man and his wife saw that there was something seriously wrong. They knew that the changes made in the Mass were absolutely unacceptable. They realized that the new catechism was diametrically opposed to the traditional Baltimore catechism. They saw that the priests in their local parishes were not preaching the true Catholic faith. Instead, they saw priests questioning the truth of Catholic dogmas and thereby spreading doubt in the minds of unsuspecting Catholics. And so the two of them went searching for the truth. They looked for true priests who offered the traditional Mass, but there was none in their area. It seemed almost a hopeless cause. They then turned to Our Lady in her Holy Rosary. In fact, they started something called a 54-day Rosary Novena. This consists in saying the rosary every day for 27 consecutive days in petition for some cause. Then the rosary is prayed 27 consecutive days in thanksgiving, whether or not they have received their petition. And so the couple began this novena. Their petition was to find a place nearby where they could attend the traditional Mass. They were faithful to their rosary. They said it every day for 27 days. On the 27th day, their petition, however, was not granted. Confident, though, that Our Lady would hear them, they continued the novena, offering their rosaries in thanksgiving for Our Lady's help. And so at the end of the novena, they had said their rosary faithfully for 54 days. On the last day, it was about 7:30 in the evening, they had just finished the rosary when the phone rang. It was one of their friends, and he was calling them to let them know that he had found a priest who offered the true Mass. And this traditional Mass was about a 40-minute drive from them. Soon after they started going to this priest, they found another traditional priest. They asked him to come and offer Mass for them and a small group of people in a small hotel room. From there, they discovered the then Father Clarence Kelly. And now this mission has its own chapel, and there are about 70 already parishioners. Now, the origin of the 54-day Rosary Novena is quite interesting. In 1884, in the city of Naples, a young girl named Fortuna Agrelli was enduring many bodily sufferings. For 13 months, she suffered from sharp pains in her stomach. The best doctors were called, but they could do nothing to relieve her painful torments. And so in February, she and her family started a novena of rosaries. On March 3rd, the Heavenly Mother of God appeared to the young girl, Fortuna. She appeared under the title of Our Lady of Pompeii. The Virgin Mother was dressed in gold garments, and she was seated on a throne decorated with beautiful flowers. She held the Christ child on her lap and the Holy Rosary in her hand. The Blessed Mother and her son were accompanied by St. Dominic and St. Catherine of Siena. Our Lady looked upon the suffering girl, and Fortuna saluted the Mother of God. She said, "O Queen of the Holy Rosary, be gracious to me. Restore me to health. I have already prayed to thee in a novena. O Mother of God, I have not yet experienced thy aid. I am so anxious to be cured. The Blessed Mother replied to her and said, Child, thou hast invoked me by various titles and hast always obtained favors from me. Now, since thou hast called me by that title so pleasing to me, Queen of the Holy Rosary, I can no longer refuse the favor thou dost petition, for this name is most precious and dear to me. Our Lady then told Fortuna what to do. She said, Make 3 novenas, and thou shalt obtain all. And so the girl carried out Our Lady's wishes, and she was cured. Sometime later, the Queen of the Holy Rosary appeared to Fortuna again and said, Whoever desires to obtain favors from me should make 3 novenas of the prayers of the Rosary and 3 novenas in thanksgiving. Thus, Our Lady was asking for her Rosary to be prayed 27 days in petition for a favor and 27 days in thanksgiving. The 54-day rosary novena is a most powerful novena. Fortuna Agrelli's prayers were answered. The prayers of that young traditional couple were answered. How many other requests Our Lady has granted when they have been placed before her in a rosary novena? The novena is so powerful because the rosary is Our Lady's favorite devotion. In her apparitions of the past 200 years, there is one message we find woven throughout. At Lourdes, at Fatima, and in other apparitions, the Blessed Mother commanded us to say the rosary every day. The Mother of God came down from heaven to tell us this. That is how important it is. And if it is important to the Mother of God, it ought to be important to us. If we are faithful to the Mother of God in praying her rosary, and especially the 54-day rosary novena, then she will grant our requests. You can be sure of it. And even if you do not receive what you have asked for, or if you don't receive it immediately, still pray with confidence. All seemed hopeless in the case of the couple who were looking for the traditional Mass, but they did not give up on Our Lady. And in turn, Our Lady did not give up on them. Through the intercession of Mary, they found the true Mass in the midst of all the confusion. The last 27 days of the novena are thus most important. You must pray with confidence. You must be fully convinced in the powerful intercession of Our Lady. And so I encourage you to make the 54-day rosary novena. We all have some special intention which we earnestly desire. Turn then to our Heavenly Mother and beseech her through her most holy rosary. Pray for the conversion of a family member who has gone astray. Pray the novena to overcome a certain vice. Or ask Our Lady to preserve the faith in you and in your family. Petition her for 27 days with the prayers of a rosary, and then offer these prayers for another 27 days in thanksgiving for her favors. Not only is this a powerful prayer to obtain something that you desire, but you will be responding to the loving appeals made by the Mother of God at Lourdes in Fatima. She said, pray the rosary every day. Saint Therese of Lisieux once said in her little and simple way, when we ask a grace from the Blessed Virgin, we receive immediate help. And then she asked this question, have you not experienced this? Well, try it and you will see. The Holy Rosary is the greatest means by which we honor our Heavenly Mother. Let us then make the firm resolve to say the Rosary every day. Say it with attention and devotion. Make it a part of your life. Put it in your family's daily routine. Do not allow anything to get in the way of saying the Rosary. I remember once Bishop Kelly in a sermon saying that the only excuse for not saying the Rosary is if you hadn't had time to eat that day. And so if you are faithful to this novena and call upon the Queen of the Holy Rosary, as did that young girl Fortuna Agrelli, Our Lady will say to you, as she said to her, I can no longer refuse the favor for which you ask. May our Holy Mother Mary, through her title of Queen of the Holy Rosary, grant us the grace to persevere in the true faith, and may she pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.